This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Volker Perthes, the UN Special Envoy on Sudan, acknowledged Tuesday that a U.S.-brokered ceasefire in Sudan appears to be partially holding. There's no sign the warring parties are ready to seriously negotiate.
Excellencies, members of this council, both leaders have not been able to fully commit to a complete ceasefire or implement one. The two generals continue trading accusations and issuing competing claims of control over key installations.
The United Nations has moved hundreds of staff to safety, as well as the family members to Port Sudan from Khartoum. The Islamic State militant behind the 2021 deadly bombing of the Kabul airport has been killed by the Taliban.
U.S. officials say a ground assault by the Taliban killed the Islamic State militant who spearheaded the August 2021 suicide bombing at the Kabul airport that left 13 U.S. troops and about 170 Afghans dead during the chaotic U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. Initially, neither the U.S. nor apparently the Taliban were aware that the mastermind, who was not identified, was dead. He was killed during a series of battles early this month in southern Afghanistan between the Taliban and the Islamic State group's affiliate. Islamic State Khorasan is the Taliban's most bitter enemy and top military threat. I'm Norman Hall.
The U.S. has brought the sister of an American imprisoned in Russia to the U.N. Security Council for a session being chaired by the Russian foreign minister, urging him to look into her eyes and see her suffering. This is VOA News. Singapore executed a man accused of coordinating a cannabis delivery, despite pleas for clemency and protests that he was convicted on weak evidence. Tenggaraju Supia was sentenced for abetting the trafficking of 2.2 pounds of cannabis, even though he was not caught with the drugs. Prosecutors said that the trace phone number showed he coordinated the delivery of the drugs, but he maintained he was not the person who communicated with others connected to the case. Relatives and activists sent letters to Singapore's president to plead for clemency, and his niece and nephew made a video appealing for their concerns. U.S. President Joe Biden is banking on 2 years in the White House and 50 years of Washington experience, landing him another 4 years in office. But another number is raising questions. AP correspondent Sagar Magani explains.
He's already the oldest president. The University of Chicago's William Howell and Barbara Perry at the University of Virginia do the math of another Biden bid.
Running at the age of 82.
Soon to be 83, should he be reelected.
He's going to raise issues.
We know from the polls that it is an issue for some people across this political spectrum.
At the White House.
It's the same thing that we heard in 2020.
Spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says the president's made it a non-issue.
He's been able to deliver and get things done.
And says he would serve all 4 years of a second term if elected. He would be 86 at that point. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Meanwhile, prosecutors say former U.S. President Donald Trump might use trial docs to scorch witnesses, AP's Lisa Dwyer.
New York prosecutors are seeking to bar Donald Trump from using evidence from its criminal case to attack witnesses, citing what they say is the former president's history of making harassing, embarrassing, and threatening statements about people he's tangled with in legal disputes. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office filed court papers Monday asking for a protective order that would put strict guardrails around Trump's access to and use of evidence turned over by prosecutors during the pretrial discovery process. Trump was arraigned in April on charges that he falsified records at his company as part of a broader 2016 scheme to make secret hush money payments to bury allegations of extramarital sexual encounters. Trump has denied wrongdoing. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.